Rock and roll first entered charts in December 1954 with Bill Haley and the Comets, Shake, Rattle and Roll, and he also recorded the first rock and roll number one with Rock Around the Clock in November 1955. 1, 2, 3 o'clock. When Rock Around the Clock was released in British cinemas, young audiences would all leap up and try to dance to the songs, which provoked violent confrontations with cinema managers and the police. It was a great atmosphere, and everyone was jiving in the aisles, and we started doing things we shouldn't have done. And we were tearing seats off, ripping covers, and throwing stuff in the air. And they said, "That's it, everybody out," and they closed the cinema down. It was just too exciting for words. The exaggerated reaction of the newspapers inspired more teenagers to emulate their contemporaries. The Daily Mirror reported, 1,000 screaming, jiving, rhythm-crazy teenagers surged through the city last night, sweeping aside police cordons and stopping traffic. Nothing like this has ever been seen in the city. I'm going to tell you something once. And then whether you die or not is strictly up to you, Wesley said, lying pleasantly on the bed. Across the room, the prince held the sword high. What I'm going to tell you is this. Drop your sword. And if you do, then I will leave with this baggage here, he glanced at Buttercup. And you will be tied up, but not fatally, and will soon be free to go about your business. And if you choose to fight, well then, we will not both leave alive. I expect to breathe a while, the prince said. I think you're bluffing. You have been prisoner for months, and I myself killed you less than a day ago, so I doubt that you have much might left in your arm. Possibly true, Wesley agreed. And when the moment comes, remember that. I might indeed be bluffing. I could, in fact, be lying right here because I lack the strength to stand. All that, weigh carefully. You are only alive now because you said to the pain. I want that phrase explained. My pleasure. It was 5:52 now, 3 minutes left. He thought he had 18. He took a long pause and then started speaking. Surely you must have guessed I am no ordinary sailor. I am, in fact, Roberts himself. I am, in fact, not the least surprised or awed. To the pain means this. If we duel and you win, death for me. If we duel and I win, life for you, but life on my terms. Meaning it could all be still a trap. His body was at the ready. There are those who credit you with skill as a hunter, though I find that doubtful. The prince smiled. The fellow was baiting him. Why? The first thing you will lose will be your feet, Wesley said. The left, then the right, below the ankle. You will have stumps available to use within 6 months. And then your hands at the wrist. They heal somewhat quicker. 5 months is a fair average. And now Wesley was beginning to be aware of strange changes in his body, and he began talking faster, faster and louder. Next, your nose. No smell of dawn for you, followed by your tongue, deeply cut away, not even a stump left. And then your left eye, and then my right eye, and then my ears. And shall we get on with it? The prince said. It was 5:54. Wrong, Wesley's voice rang across the room. Your ears you keep so that every shriek of every child at seeing your hideousness will be yours to cherish. Every babe that weeps in fear at your approach, every woman that cries, "Dear God, what is that thing?" will reverberate forever with your perfect ears. That is what to the pain means. It means that I leave you to live in anguish, in humiliation, in freakish misery until you stand it no more. So there you have it, pig. There you know, you miserable, vomitous mass, and I say this now, and live or die, it is up to you. Drop your sword. The sword crashed to the floor.